It was good news for the Georgia Bulldogs when the seedings were announced for the 64-team NCAA baseball tournament. Going to get started this Friday. The Dogs are the number 7 national seed. They host the Athens Regional beginning Friday at noon. It'll be Georgia, the number 1 seed in the regional, versus number 4 seed Binghamton. The Bearcats and the Dogs have played 3 times previously. Georgia's won all 3 meetings. Duke is the number 2 seed. Oklahoma State, the 3 seed. The two of them will collide on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Georgia versus Binghamton at noon Friday at Foley Field, Duke, Oklahoma State, then at 6 p.m. By receiving a number 7 national ranking, Georgia is one of the top 8 seeds. If they can win the regional this weekend, we'll be back at home next week to host the Super Regional. Win that one, then they're headed to Omaha for the College World Series. Overall, the SEC got 13 teams in the 64-team field. That sets a new record for the most ever from a conference. Simply put it, the easiest way to tell you, the only 3 that didn't make it from the SEC to the baseball regional was Texas A&M, Missouri, and South Carolina. The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets are in the field of 64. They are in the Oxford Regional, Oxford, Mississippi. First time they've been in a regional in Oxford, Mississippi since 2014. The Jackets are the number 2 seed. Ole Miss, who's seeded 10th, is the top seed in that regional. They'll face number 4 seed Murray State at 8 p.m. on Friday night. Prior to that, Georgia Tech, the 2 seed, matches up with number 3 seed Western Kentucky, the Conference USA Tournament champions. They've won 46 games this year. They'll match up together at 4 p.m. Georgia Tech versus the Hilltoppers in the opening round of the Oxford Regional. Vandy was awarded the overall number 1 seed. Texas is the 2 seed. Arkansas 3. Auburn 4. North Carolina 5. LSU 6. Georgia 7. Oregon 8. The SEC was 6 of the top 8 national seeds. The Braves, after a day off, back at it. Start a 3-game series in the East Division leading City of Philadelphia. The Phillies by a game and a half over the Mets. The Braves are 8.5 back. Third place in the National League's East Division. 2 games below 500 as they head into the matchup tonight. Spencer Strider, his second start since coming back from the hamstring injury earlier in the year. He'll be on the mound for the Braves in today's matchup. You can hear Braves baseball on B92 Country. Pre-game coverage at 5:30. That's when you'll hear it on the Braves Radio Network. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Paris.